This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, our hearts and prayers, as I said on Friday, it goes out to, and even more so, I mean, these people can't catch a break. So our hearts and prayers go out to our people in Texas and our fellow Americans and others who might have been visiting. That's right. You still get prayers, even though if you're not an American citizen, I'll still send prayers your way. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me tonight. And take a few minutes later on. I mean, if you can send money, send it to the right people. Do not. This happens every time we have a natural catastrophe, right? We have jerks. I got other names for them, but I can't say them on the radio, apparently. But we've got jerks out there that would take advantage of you in a heartbeat. All right? I mean, they're calling you, oh, you know, we're the group that'll help get them out of their homes. We're the group that'll help them get their animals to get some food and help and shelter. Yeah, hang up on them. Seriously. Okay? They're not going to go calling around. If your church is doing it, get involved with your church. If you want to hop online, you want to do Red Cross and groups like that that are actually out there helping, actually doing something, then get involved in it. Don't get taken because you're going to feel bad about what's going on. And then once you find out you've been beat, you're going to feel bad again now, aren't you? So save yourself some aggravation. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, and I appreciate the time that your chat rooms. You got one over on the website, therealside.com. You got another one at Facebook. And that's not really a chat room. Hey, call that a live feed. I'm supposed to get into they're trying to get me into the 20th century, let alone further along. So I am Joe Messina. So, okay. I have a question. Maybe I missed it. Somebody needs to send me in that direction or something. BLM. Did anybody see them in Houston? Yeah, BLM, Black Lives Matter. If people listening don't know that, they're listening to the wrong show, you know what I'm saying? But seriously, if Black Lives Matter didn't show up to help save black people in Houston, I have to question their sincerity, wouldn't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I really get a kick out of the fact that these people, you know, they're out there, they're screaming about what we're doing or not doing, you know, for them, what we're doing to their people. But I'll tell you what I did see. I did see a boatload of Americans out there helping out other Americans. Anybody see that but me? Right? We saw all kinds of people, all colors, all sizes. I'm sure all belief systems. And what were they doing? They was out there helping out other Americans. Amazing how that works. Race wasn't brought into the picture. They didn't choose sides. Hey, you go for the black folk over here. You go for these folk over there. No, that didn't happen at all. I'm always surprised by that. I'm always surprised when BLM keeps screaming about how they care about the black people, how whites don't care about the black people. But, again, I'm confused because I thought I saw, I could have been wrong, could be wrong. I thought I saw white folks, you know, helping with their own boats. I mean, some of them firemen, policemen, but some of them were out there with their own personal boats, their own personal equipment, saving the butts of these people, no matter what color they were. I think I even saw black and white people in boats together. Oh, my God. Jimmy Carter would be having a heart attack if he saw that. Can I do this one? Yeah, it's short. I don't know if you heard. Probably some of you didn't because we're so engrossed in what's going on. Remember this?
You go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's right. The Orpheum Theater won't show Gone with the Wind. Why? Because that's insensitive. That's right. You know what? This is the stuff we've been talking about for years on the show. The stupid things that the PC police do. Okay? I mean, think about it. So here you have Gone with the Wind, a classic story about the times how people were treated. And we just find it too distasteful. Bunch of weenies. Seriously. We're going to, you know, we're going to soften up history. We're going to blow history over the fact that we're just two. We've raised a group of women, men, kids, I don't even know what, that are so soft they can't handle anything nasty, anything that appears or feels uncomfortable to them. So the Orpheum Summer Movie Series has taken out Gone with the Wind as one of the movies. All right? Why? Because it's a plant. It takes place on a plantation in Civil War era, and as far as the board that belongs to the 2018 Summer Movie Series, they're uncomfortable with it. As an organization whose stated mission is to entertain, educate, and enlighten the communities it serves, the Orpheum cannot show a film that is insensitive to a large segment of its local population. Wait a minute. It says they're supposed to entertain, educate, and enlighten. Wow. Really? So what they're doing now is they're oppressing, they're hiding. They're keeping history away from these people. You know, what does the black population say? Why don't you do that? Instead of saying you're speaking for the population, why don't you reach out to the population and see what they have to say? Seriously. This is like ridiculousness gone crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Kimberly Morin joins us right after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States, I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
That's right. I was born to wave the flag. Third place. And if you weren't born to wave the flag, this flag, you might be listening to the wrong show. I don't know, to tell you. That's how I feel about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do all kinds of fun stuff, including give me your email address. There's a place up there, give me your email address, and I send out an email a week. So you have a clue as to what's going on. Yes, somebody just sent me this, said, it is still 106 degrees outside where we're at. So now maybe if we could move the temperature to Texas, we could boil off the water they have down there. I don't know. Help them out where we can. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, listens to my bad jokes. But at least she starts off the week with me. And I know I get her heart pumping because I can still hear it thumping on the desk after the show's over. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
It's the truth, though, right? I mean, I know. I hear you screaming during the break, so I know we're getting your heart pumping. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah,
it's hard to go to sleep after that.
I know you. Tell me about it. I know you're into the news like I am. You're watching everything. You're watching over everybody. And, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out to those people in Texas. I know it's tough. They're going through a lot. You know, I just can't even imagine that much water in and around the streets. But I was wondering, I saw a lot of African Americans or black people there. I didn't see any BLM flags anywhere. I didn't see anybody from BLM there to help out black lives. Did I miss something? Did I sleep or what happened?
No, well, Black Lives Matter never helped out black lives before now, so they're not going to start now, certainly. You know, they're not going to put themselves out and take themselves out of mommy's basement to actually help people. Come on now.
Well,
they didn't before. They're paid to protest and riot and trash black communities. They're not paid to help black communities.
Oh. Well, maybe they only deal with dry black lives. I don't know. Maybe if you're wet or something, they're not too hot on it anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It's just crazy.
I have yet to see a black community that Black Lives Matter has actually helped.
Yeah. I saw people in their own personal boats. I saw police and firemen. I saw them all different sizes, colors, shapes, out there helping people of all different sizes, colors, and shapes. It's just amazing to me. You said you saw a boat with a Confederate flag.
Yes.
And they only had white people on the boat, right?
No, they were helping everybody. Anybody who needed help, they were helping, because the Confederate battle flag doesn't actually represent racism, despite what the left will tell you. But yeah, there was a Confederate flag on a boat that was helping rescue people, and a Hillary campaign staffer was triggered by it and posted something on Twitter. It's like, you know what? Shut up and go crawl back under your rock. You're not lifting a finger to help these people.
Yeah, I know, right?
You don't
know
what the battle flag means. Get out.
Don't get on the boat. They hate you. Don't you know they hate you? Don't get on the
boat. Right?
Really? Seriously? Right? Can you see them doing that? Oh, no. I'm not getting in the boat. Well, that'd be great. Can you imagine Hillary going, I'm not getting in the boat to take the flag down? I'd put up four more. Seriously.
Do you think anybody would actually go rescue Hillary? Even her husband? Sorry.
Okay. We're gonna move off this conversation really quick before I get in a lot of trouble. All right, so peaceful rally at Berkeley this weekend. You know, all those peace-loving, love Trump's hate kind of things. Not so much, huh?
No, never is. And, you know, what's interesting is the rally was actually canceled because of the violent threats from Antifa.
Right.
And I guess some people were randomly here and there on the campus, and they were physically getting beaten up by these loser scumbags. And, you know, I'm still waiting for Democrats to condemn this group, because they are the violent fascists. They are bigots. They are racist. They are cold-clocking black conservatives, you know, for no reason, just because they're not left-wingers. Sorry, my dog agrees. I don't know if you can hear.
Well, you got him upset because you said left winger, and he just couldn't handle it. He's looking around for one.
She has zero tolerance for the left. you know, no one's condemning them. These people are violent everywhere they go, and they're not being condemned. And I don't understand why the media is complicit. Democrats are complicit. They are actually encouraging their horrific violence, and nothing good is going to come of it.
Yeah, but listen, let's be honest about it. Is it really just the Dems? I mean, have you heard Ryan speak out, openly speak out against Antifa?
I don't know that I've heard Ryan, but I've heard other Republicans, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've heard other people say that it's wrong on all, you know, any kind of violence is wrong, et cetera. I'm trying to think if they name, I'm sure I've heard some name them, but
I don't think Mitch McConnell is coherent enough to even know that there's riots going on. I'm not so sure about him.
No, he probably has no clue. But it's honestly in my opinion, it has to stop, and they have to start condemning it. We have lots of room. We have all kinds of room for free speech in this country, even if you don't like it, but we have no room for violence. we really don't have room for violence, or shutting others' free speech down like college campuses do.
Well, you heard these hardcore lefties say that, you know, you can use violence to stop hate speech. Except, first of all, no, violence never, unless you're going to pound on me, you know, violence never fixes anything. And on top of that, who decides what hate speech is? I'm back to that again. Stop using the term, because nobody really knows what it means or what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hate speech to the left is anyone who speaks against what they believe in. So if you believe in freedom, individual liberty, smaller government, lower taxes, that's hate speech to the left. Plain and simple.
Well, tonight you, Tucker Carlson, you know, he was talking to somebody about hate speech and should somebody be jailed for not saying the right thing. He was talking about a new law that they're trying to push through California. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But basically, this guy on the left was saying, well, yes, you should be fined a couple of times and then have to go to jail if you don't stop doing it. Fined for what? Why?
Yeah.
Who's going to decide what the words are?
This is the problem. And then, you know, if you decide something hate speech, well, it's just going to end up getting turned around on you.
Eventually. You're exactly right. Because you're not always going to be in control. And these aren't protests. These are riots. And why isn't the left announcing all the fighting, everything that's going on in the streets? There was a prayer protest. They weren't physical. They weren't violent up there at all. They were simply praying for the community. And they got beat up by Antifa.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Anybody who doesn't agree with, basically they're communists. Anyone who doesn't agree with them is getting beat up or getting violently attacked.
But what about the police not moving, Kimberly?
Well, the police can only do what their bosses tell them, right? Yeah. In Charlottesville, they were told to stand down.
Yeah, well, hold that for the other side of the break, because I want to talk about that some more. I mean, you cannot have a peaceful protest if the protesters don't believe that they're going to be taken care of. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Kimberly Moran. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, man. I'm feel like going to school now!
Me neither! I haven't felt about going to school for like 40 years.
Oh, wow.
You know, my 40th anniversary, so reunion, whatever it's called, is happening. I know I'm old.
Yeah.
And somebody decided they want to do it in September. Oh, we're good. Welcome back. 40th. That's what I said. No, 40th. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. And do I know there's a whole bunch of other things you could be doing, but you've chosen to join us here, and I do appreciate it. I don't entertain. I don't whistle. I don't sing. I don't tap dance. I don't do any of that stuff. You're going to hear most of the crazy stories going on around the country, maybe even around the world. I don't know how we let these people get away with this stuff. Anyway, let me get Kimberly Moran on with me. She joins me every week, helps me kick off the week with all this crazy crap, that's clean enough, going on around the world. What?
You know, you're always shushing me and Tammy. We're going in. And here you were talking away, and I'm like, wait a minute, aren't we going in?
Yeah, I got confused. Anyway, and I forget sometimes I hit the button or I don't hit the button. Thank God I hit the button most of the time. Sometimes I'm yakking away here, and somebody sees my lip moving and nothing's saying. But we got you here now to straighten me out, right? You'll
That's
fix
right.
everything? Yeah, there
and
you
then
go.
It, Tammy will shoot you if need be.
Wouldn't be the first
with
time.
With Nerf ball, people.
That's
Nerf
right.
Ball.
Wouldn't be the first time. No, they've seen it. Hit me in the side of the head. Crazy. She's crazy. I'm telling you. I need help sometimes over here. Anyway, you know, you go up to Berkeley, and we were talking just before the break how the police, and we've heard from more and more people now that the police are being told on these college campuses, back away, back down, you know, just let things go because it's got to burn off some steam. Well, burn off. This isn't burning off steam. If you looked at the videos, if you looked at what was going on, the Antifa, right, the anti-fascists who are actually fascists, we all know that. You hear that all the time, are beating on these people that are protesting or that are counter-protesting. There's no violence by them, and yet, I'm sorry, I want to hear Ryan, I want to hear McConnell, I want to hear them coming out against these people, too. I think they're a bunch of cowards.
Of course they're a bunch of cowards.
Oh.
That's one of the problems. So in the meantime, you have all these people going around violently beating on other people, violently aggressive towards the police, and no one's saying a damn thing about it. Oh, they're just for equality. BS.
Yeah.
They don't care about equality. They just want everyone who doesn't agree with their extreme left-wing ideology to shut up. And that's exactly what these Democrats are encouraging. And Republicans who don't say anything, they're encouraging it as well. And it's got to stop. If Democrats don't step up and say, hey, you know what? These guys are wrong. They are not just against, you know, racism and whatever. They're against free speech, which everyone has a right to have. They're against anyone who doesn't agree with them. It's a problem. Democrats have to speak out, and they're probably not going to because that's how they roll, because they're just as extreme left-wing as these freaks are now, but it needs to stop. And the media, like I said already earlier, the media is complicit. They are, some of them sometimes admit, oh yeah, our journalists were attacked, but yet they don't go further than that and say, that's what these people are doing everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I'm watching a clip somebody sent me on the Berkeley thing, and I think it's hilarious because there's one conservative person backed into a corner by guess who? And the cops are, you know, surrounding him to help or try to protect him anyway. And he's surrounded by these Antifa people. What are they going to do to him? What happens if they get a hold of him? I thought they were peaceful, nice people. What happened?
They are peaceful, and they never have been. This has been a communist organization that's been around since the 20s or 30s, started in Europe. These people are commies. They are fascists. They are anti-First Amendment. There's nothing good about these people at all. And that's why it needs to be put to an end. You know, if they want to peacefully protest, I have no problem with that. I have peacefully protested plenty of times. You can peacefully protest. But the minute you get violent, you lose. You're done. You lose all credibility, and you lose the game because you chose to be violent. Not self-defense. I'm not talking about self-defense. That's not what these people do. They are the aggressors, and that's the problem because they're not just aggressing against people who aren't aggressive. They are aggressive against people practicing their First Amendment rights, and we should all, across the country, no matter what party, no matter what position you take, we should all be against anyone who tries to stop free speech. Every single one of us. Because if we don't stop the speech we don't like of someone else, eventually they'll come and stop the speech that we do like. So it needs to end.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, people... All right. So here's a story that may show you why we're having the problems we're having. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the eclipse, well, you knew about the eclipse last week, right? Some of those religious freaks were talking about how the eclipse was all about, you ready for this one? God was giving us a sign that the world was coming to an end soon. I guess every 100 years or so, he gives us a sign that the world's coming to an end soon. Soon must be a relative term. But what we have is, we had a bunch of patients ending up in an emergency room, I hate to say it, up and down the East Coast. You know why?
I think I heard.
Because they put sunblock on their eyeballs just before the eclipse, okay? And these people vote. And let's go even one step further. There was a rash of visits to emergency rooms for guess what? Broken arms, broken legs. You know why?
Why?
They were walking around with those, have you seen those sunblockers on or the eclipse sunglasses?
No, yeah.
All right, why would you walk around with that? And these people vote, and some of them probably belong to Antifa.
I'm a firm believer in Darwin. That's all I got to say.
I bring this up only because, you know, how these people vote. These people get involved. These are the people that get paid $15 to $25 an hour to run around with signs, you know, by George Soros. I mean, these people, they should be watched carefully. You know, and once you get picked up for something like this, sunblock on the eyeballs, we should check their child card, make sure they don't have kids, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It just shows how dumbed down our society has become.
I agree.
I mean, were people, you're like really old and stuff. Were people this dumb years ago?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What did you say? I mean, we got disconnected somehow. No, I don't think so. Or maybe we didn't have as much as the social media, so people, you know, picked up stupid things from other people. But no, we look at when we watch cartoons and you saw, I don't know, Wile E. Coyote strap a rocket to his back, light it on fire so he could go faster. None of us thought that would be a good idea to go home and try. At least nobody I hung around with. These people are nuts.
I mean, when did this happen, though? I mean, seriously.
What?
When did society get so dumb? Is it just that? Is it just that more dumb people are reproducing? I don't understand it.
I don't know.
Are people born smart and then somehow get dumbed down through public education or university? I mean, I just don't get it.
Yep.
I throw my hands up in the air. I'm like, what are you going to do?
No, I look at this stuff sometimes. But this is because you've got kids in school that aren't being taught properly, all right? You've got parents. I'm sorry, some of you parents. You've got to be asking your kids questions when they come home. You need to know what they're learning in school. All right, you can't just figure just because you're sending them to the public education system, they're going to be fine and everything's going to be hunky dory. You know what? It's not. You saw just what was that first year old that was dragged into principal's office because he used the wrong pronoun on a little first grader that decided midstream to change from male to female or female to male. I don't know which. We're done.
Right. Yeah.
The only thing missing is the flushing sound. Seriously.
Well, I think I've heard that sound. It's just a long, long flush.
You know.
No, it is.
Go ahead.
I think maybe you're right. I think maybe it's just that we're more aware of all the stupidity.
The beauty that's around us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, before maybe you only learned about it from your neighbors, right? Or your local community from the local news or maybe something in the state. But it just seems to be constant on a daily level. I mean, you see the stupid criminals thing. You see the people at Walmart stuff. You see stuff on Twitter all the time or texting. You see it all the time, and it's maybe it is because of social media that we see more of it.
Okay, well, look, when we come back, I want to hit on something. NBC now has decided that they'll play the national anthem, I don't know, when they play the national anthem. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back. You sports freaks, you better do something about this. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Brings back some roller skating rink memories, doesn't it, for some of you? I'm sure. I know how old some of you are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on up there that you can get involved with. Or you can, if you're a Facebook aficionado, you can head over there as well. And there's a lot happening there, and there's a lot more. And I guarantee you, the smarter people than I am in both of the chat rooms. But somebody who's definitely smarter than I am, Kimberly Marin, joins me as she does every week to kick the week off on the issues of the day. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
It'd probably work out better if I turned your mic on, wouldn't it? Don't you think?
You did it again?
Yeah, I did. I did. Hey, it's the only time I have total control over both of you. Just shut your mics off, right?
Yeah, you mute us.
Otherwise, I don't stand a chance. Between her with the Nerf gun, you know, and you've got the bulldog, so yeah, I don't stand a chance.
Billy,
anyway.
Come here. don't let me get tank on you.
All right, so I am not a football freak. I am not a sports freak. And for those of you just tuning in for the first time, here's the reason. I grew up with the Boston Patriots. When they couldn't win if the other team didn't show up, they couldn't win a game. All right? And Boston loved them so much that they threw them out. They left town in the middle of the night, and they went out west, the western part of the state, which is why they're the New England Patriots now. Notice that nobody would take credit for them. So they were gone. And then we had the Boston Red Sox. another group, what is it? They called it the Curse of the Bambino. They couldn't win either. And then I grew up with the Bruins and the Celtics, both of which would slaughter anybody that came into town. So, you know, it was kind of like not exciting. You knew what was going to happen, and you knew you didn't stand a chance. So these things, I don't get this whole thing with the, like, Colin Kaepernick, right? He takes a knee. Why are you guys still paying a pay-per-view on ESPN or any of these things? And I'm sure, Kimberly, you're probably more of a sports nut than I am.
I think so.
Yeah, most women I know are.
I am a true,
I don't get it,
sports warrior fan.
Okay, but would you give up football? Would you give up? I think I got you this one. Would you give up watching NBC Sports if they really, truly do what they think, what they're saying they're going to do?
Oh.
All right. Well, I'll let you think about that for a minute.
No, you know what?
Go ahead.
No, I would, because I could listen to it on the radio. Right?
Okay.
I like the game. The Patriots, football is my favorite sport. I love the Pats. Have since, like you said, they used to lose every time. I was a fan long before they started winning championships. and so I've been a true fan. But, I used to have, for years, I had a subscription to Sports Illustrated. For years, my own. I mean, my son had one. You know, I had my own because I enjoyed reading it. And the first time they put something political in there, I dumped it. And I'm talking, I had a subscription for like 10 years. So, yeah, if NBC started getting political during the football games, I would not watch it. I would find a radio station to listen to it on or find something else. I wouldn't. Because they don't. If football is something that unites all of us. It doesn't matter our politics. It doesn't matter what we do for a living. It doesn't matter the color of our skin. Nothing matters. Our gender, nothing matters. We're all united because we are rooting for the same team, or we can't stand the other team, like the Yankees. You know, we all unite. And that's what's great about it, because you forget about everything else for a few hours on a Sunday.
Right.
Or so Thursday, whatever.
You look at what's going on here. Right? So NBC say that it's going to decide which ones it shows and which one it doesn't. And when it comes to the protests, it's going to cover the protest during the anthem. When in my point of view, my small-minded point of view, okay, considering they're playing on American soil, they're protected by an American police force, if you would. You know what I'm saying? They have American taxpayers are picking up some of their shortfalls. They got all this going on. And we're going to allow them to take a knee. NBC should at least just cover the flag, right? Just have a shot on the flag. Just have a shot on the singer. Don't give any credit whatsoever to those. And I don't want to hear about the First Amendment stuff. I'm not interested. You do not have a First Amendment right at work. You don't have one.
Right. No, and that's the thing. Like, imagine if someone at a regular job decided in the middle of their work day they're going to start protesting in work, they'd be fired. You know, you want to protest. These guys want to protest outside of work on their free time. You go for it. I support your right to protest. You want to protest. That's fantastic. You don't do it during work. And you happen to be paid to be an entertainer, because let's face it, football is entertainment. I said that about the play Hamilton, which I loved and I've now boycotted. I said that anything, don't do it during work. After work, great, you're still going to draw attention because you're, you know, this famous person. But don't do it during work, because that's not what you're being paid for. Regular people don't.
No.
It just shows you're an elitist when you do that, because regular people could not do that at work because they would be fired.
Yeah. Well, the biggest beating I ever took online was when I called out Carlos Santana, because he stopped short on one of his songs and started talking about how nasty America was, how nasty Americans were. Now his concerts in America, where we're protecting him. He's making money with Americans, all right? And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't come here to hear your political viewpoint. All right, shut up and sing. That's all I want to hear is your music, and I want to hear you sing. And if you're going to give me your politics, I want my money back, right?
That's exactly it. There's other... Excuse me, that was my dog. I don't know if you heard him.
Okay.
I don't know why people do that, because they don't know who their supporters are. Do they assume their supporters just follow their their politics outside of their songs. No, we don't care what you do in your personal life unless you're a horrible person. But we like your music, and if we like your music, that's what we want to hear. You know, I don't want to hear the politics, and too many performers are ruining it for themselves. Or corporations are doing it. Football morons are doing it. A bunch of people are doing it. It's like, yeah, you're not paid for that. If we wanted your political opinion, we'd ask for it. We don't care. And if someone cares outside of the game, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, ask that question. But most people, I think, don't really care. They just want to enjoy a couple hours of unity for their team on a Sunday, Thursday, Monday.
And we can't even seem to do that anymore. I mean, seriously, no. I'm not picking on people, but it's gotten to the point now, you're right, every single thing is political. Now, you know, you look at this stuff, and what are the quote-unquote anti-Antifa people doing? Now they're protesting the NFL because Kaepernick can't seem to get a job. You know, he's only being boycotted because of his knee, because he took a knee, and I've been told, because I'm not big into sports, that he was a lousy player.
He was. He sucks. He's not even a good backup quarterback. There's no reason for anyone to hire him. None. I mean, that's the real reason he's not being hired. Football is a game where you need the best players. Only the best of the best usually make it to the NFL. That's just a fact. It's not, my daddy is politically connected, and so I'm going to be an NFL football player like Chelsea Clinton was on MSNBC. No, it doesn't work like that. They are the best of the best. They are the best that they pick in the country. And they have to remain the best throughout their career. Or if they choose not to get a new contract or their contract ends, they're not getting picked up. So I hope they save their money. That's why they get paid a ton of money. Their careers are very short. You could be the best player for 2 years and then have a career-ending injury. You don't know. So, no, Kaepernick sucks as a quarterback. Excuse my language. And that's why he's not being picked up. It's not because he took a knee. Because let me tell you, there's all kinds of bad guys that do bad domestic violence stuff outside of the NFL. They're still picked up, even if they have, you know, slap on the wrist. They're still picked up for doing that kind of stuff. So, you know, people who say that are, and I'm trying to watch my language here.
Please.
Incompetent, utter morons. Okay, and I use nice language.
I caught that.
That was good.
I'm going to save this one for the next hour because I'm going to spend some time on this and a few others. Kamala Harris, in the next hour, we're going to talk about her. You know, isn't it funny? The reaction you get, let me see. The A team for the Democrats, Kamala Harris, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you know, when they're introducing the team, I mean, wouldn't you love to do this? This would be a great skit to have all these people come out. It would make a great comedy. All right, real quick before we run out of time, tell people where they can find you.
The Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you with me. It's the first time tuning in. Look, top of the hour, you got to reset because of Facebook. No other reason, just Facebook. Come on, right back. We'll have it up and running. In the next hour, we're going to deal with Kamala Harris, who doesn't have kids. And I can say a lot more things about her, but I'll wait a little while. We shouldn't have any kids. Thinks that children should have a say in legislation. Now, it's only candy for dinner 4 nights a week. And the UN, the United Nuts are at it again. Right? And if the U.S. doesn't take concrete measures to stop racism, they're going to do something about it. These are the same people that refuse to do anything about women's issues overseas. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. We'll be back up in about 5 minutes.